Hello and welcome to your 5 for today. I want to think about teamwork today and not being alone. Quite often people say that I is not in team. However, if your spelling's good, you can argue that me, M and E are in team. The truth is that you are needed for the different teams that you are a part of. Think family first. A family is a community with a shared name, a shared house, and shared experiences. Photo albums with holiday snaps will bear testimony to this fact. We recently attended a Ruby wedding anniversary celebration where a family photo was taken, and we were over 30 strong in that team. What about your day-to-day business? At its extreme, we are part of a local community, and yet we may be part of smaller teams. I'm thinking of places of work, institutions, sports teams, volunteer teams, and so on. For all of these teams to be successful, a good leader is needed. That could be the boss, the coach, the governor, a supervisor, and so on. The team would want a common goal to be achieved, a common task to be successfully completed. The correct resources will be needed, and enough time for each project to be completed or for each problem to be solved. Teamwork involves company, where relationships are built and strengthened. It means that I can tap into other people's strengths and learn from others, in the hope that they learn something of me and from me. Communication is important for teamwork to be successful. This is clearly seen in a sporting context, but watching The Apprentice shows that sometimes teams fall apart when personal greed and ambition takes over. Those dreaded words, "you're fired," sees potential business partners leave the show. Delegation is an important factor in teamwork, ensuring that there's a good use of human resources linked to particular roles. Coupled with this is motivation, keeping everybody going, especially when the going gets tough, as often it does. So how does teamwork fit into a Christian context? Jesus didn't work alone. He had a team of 12 disciples initially to help him achieve his goals. In his words, "I have come that you might have life and have it to the full." The 12 disciples of Jesus were ordinary, everyday characters who gladly gave up everything to follow him, be with him, and take on each challenge that was given them. But even within the 12, there were smaller groups that operated, maximizing their potential. To the fishermen, Simon Peter and his brother Andrew, Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." This meant that they would literally catch men, women, boys and girls who in turn would follow Jesus and become his disciples. As a leader, Jesus looked after his team. They were encouraged and challenged as they spent just over 3 years together. There were times when they were with crowds and times when Jesus had to have team talks with them. The common goal was to introduce people to the kingdom of God through repentance of sin and by believing in Jesus. The good news is that it's a message which is as relevant in the 21st century as it was in the first. The word Christian, meaning a follower or disciple of Christ, only appears 3 times in the Bible, and yet it's the team name for all those who believe in God, in Jesus. Can I ask you if you are a member of God's team? Is Jesus your leader? Do you enjoy the company of other teammates by being part of a local church or congregation? Are your Sundays days when you listen to a team talk given by a messenger of God? That could be in a church, a chapel, over the radio, via a television broadcast, or from a DVD even. When the going gets tough for a Christian knows that Jesus will never give up on him or her. "I will never leave you nor forsake you," says Jesus. That's a pick-me-up message if ever there was one. I trust that you will live in the good of this promise, today and every day. Thank you for listening. God bless.